another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so grateful that you've joined me tonight from all over the world. And guess what? You are in for lots of wonderful surprises, revelations, and inspirations. And you know, it is no accident that you're listening to this recording, because the Spirit of God has attracted you here to answer those many times unspoken questions that you might have and give you more insight and more revelation into what you need to do to change, to shift, or alter your life so that you can begin living the life of your dreams. That is the will of God for your life. Well, how are you doing? It is a sunny winter day, a little warm for winter here in Atlanta, and happy holidays to you. You know, the holidays are right up on us, and can you believe that? In the U.S., everybody is in a really happy, festive mood, and Christmas trees are everywhere. I was looking at the lights on my street, and everybody has their Christmas tree up, and I'm like, bah humbug. But mine will be up tonight, and I'm excited about that. I have a guy who used to work for Macy's, and he puts my tree up, and it is so beautiful. And for those of you who are on Facebook, I'm going to put it on Facebook so you will have an opportunity to see my beautiful tree. And while I'm saying Facebook, my assistant always reminds me, Constance, you need to tell people to follow you on Facebook and Twitter. So I would love for you to befriend you or to be a friend on Facebook or either Twitter. So what plans do you have for the holidays? And I say to people, since there are so many expectations around what the holidays should be like, feel like, look like, I think you need to begin creating your own tradition. So if you're feeling lonely or I don't have any family, then why don't you begin creating a wonderful tradition of possibly inviting other people who may not have family or whatever you desire, but make a decision that you're going to have a great holiday regardless of your circumstances. Well, I am teaching today, and I will be doing so for an entire month of December. I don't think I've ever done that, but I just felt led to do that, with the exception of Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who will be one of my guests in the month of December. And as you know, Dr. Kimbrough co-authored the book with Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, and he also has a new book that's being released, How Black Millionaires Think. He's done a lot of research in the area of changing your thinking. Of course, if you know, if he co-authored the book with Napoleon Hill, that speaks volumes. So he's going to be talking to us about how we can end this year with a bang and just start off with something very powerful in the new year. So I'm really excited about having him on. Let's see, so many of you have been purchasing my workbook online. Thank you so much for those wonderful emails. It's only $20, and I'm going to strongly encourage all of you, if you're not ready for coaching right now, begin. I think the book itself is a self-study guide, a coaching guide that will really help you to take a look at all different areas of your life. And so you can go online at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and as soon as you pay that $20, you can download that book, that workbook, and start to work on it. And people tell me, oh my goodness, Constance, my life has drastically changed. Now I can see why I have been making some of the choices that I have been making. All right, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I think before I do that, though, I want to ask you a quick question. Has anybody told you that they love you today? Well, if they haven't, or if they have, I want to add to that. I just want to let you know that I love you, that God loves you, and I want you to believe that the best is yet to come in your life. So after this quick commercial break, I will be right back, and I'm going to be talking about tonight 35 secrets that you need to be, do, or know in order to live a successful life. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, I am back, and are you ready? Of course, you know I'm going to say I'm going to lay a foundation. Of course, I always do that. I think that comes from my years of teaching. So tonight, I really prayed about what do people need to hear? God, where are people struggling? How can I begin to help them to fill in those missing pieces of the puzzle in their life? What is the one thing that they could change, or what's the one thing that they could think differently about, or what is the one thing that they could do differently in order to change their lives? And so that's what this show is about tonight. And remember, it's all about aligning, awakening, understanding, a knowing, and then lastly, a being and a doing. So what we're doing is we are waking up to who we are. We're waking up to the magnificent, awesome, phenomenal human beings or spirit beings that we are. We are aligning our thinking and our feelings with God. We are aligning who we are, what we feel, and what we believe we can have with God. We are awakening out of a deep sleep of doubt and worry and fear, and we are beginning to know who we are. And once you know something, what happens? You can begin to be that, and once you be that, you begin to do something. All right, so I'm going to be talking about secrets of success that you either need to be, to do, or know. It's going to be 35. You know I like numbers, don't you? 35 secrets. All right, so what I want you to do, I want you to listen to these, and I want you to check out the ones that you say, yes, I'm doing that, and maybe put an asterisk by the ones that you say, man, that's the missing piece of the puzzle for me. So if something is not working, if your life is not fulfilled, and I'm not saying that, you know, we just live a Pollyanna kind of life where problems never come, but it's how you respond to those problems. It's what you think about those problems. It's how you look at those circumstances. So are you ready? The first secret that you need to be or know or do is the law of mental equivalence. That sounds like a big word, doesn't it? And so why do you need to know that? You need to understand this law. It's sort of like the law of attraction, because I think it's crucial in your life for manifesting your dreams. And basically, this means that everything that is consciously or subjectively, that means inwardly embodied in your thinking, tends to radiate an atmosphere, a vibration, current of thought, an inward acceptance, which automatically attracts to itself that which is like itself. So basically, you need to consciously embody what you wish to think and what you wish to have in your life, and then over time, that will be drawn to you. And I want to really emphasize the word here, embodied, because so many people read books. You've heard me say this, so maybe this is one area you need to really get a revelation on. But to embody is to know. That means that you spend time with that particular revelation. And so possibly, like Bob Proctor and like me, sometimes I will read one book for 30 days. Why? Because I want that to be embodied on the inside of me. I don't want to just read that. I want that to be a revelation. And so that's what the law of mental equivalence means. It means that every time you consciously, that means on purpose, or subjectively, that means it's inward, embody something in your thinking, it's going to radiate an atmosphere and a vibration. And you know, this is the manifestation process. It's thoughts, and then words, vibrations, and then your experience or the results. So you begin thinking thoughts. Let's just say, I don't have enough money, or I don't know what I'm going to do for Christmas, or I don't know how I'm going to get the kids a Christmas present. And then you begin to speak those words, because remember, thoughts are just words that have not been spoken. But then once you begin to speak, oh my goodness, I don't have money for Christmas, I don't know what I'm going to do, that sends out a vibration or a belief that goes out into the universe, and then that gives you a particular expression or results. On the other hand, if your thoughts are, man, this is going to be the best Christmas I've ever had, I'm excited about it, I believe that all of my needs are met, I believe that abundance is mine now, you begin to think that, say that, those thoughts and words create what? A vibration, a belief that goes out. It's a universal law, and that will create your experience for Christmas. All right? So number one is the law of mental equivalence. Number two, the other secret, another secret that you might want to be, do, or know, you need to know the power of creating rituals in your life. And rituals are just small actions, small ways of thinking and doing that you do every single day. And it's so interesting. I can look at the rituals in your life and tell you where your life is going. For example, if I were speaking in front of a large audience and somebody who was in really physical shape stood up, and I would say to them, guess what? I can tell you drink a lot of water. You probably exercise 4 to 5 times a week. You eat healthy food. How do I know that? I can look at the end result of her daily rituals. And so what are your daily rituals? You can begin to take small baby steps or daily rituals over time that would lead to success, wealth, and health. Now, I have a daily ritual of drinking at least maybe 1/2 gallon of water every day, usually doing a green drink, walking or running 4 to 5 times a week, meditating. And so you can look at my life. People say, Constance, how did you get all that information? My daily rituals. And so why not begin to think of areas in your life where you could begin to create daily rituals in your life that will bring you more success, more wealth, and more health. Isn't that easy? And I say all the time that you create your future with your habits. I can look at your habits and tell where you're going to be in the future. All right, another secret. Secret number three is a realization that God has a specific path or plan for your life and has already preordained the good life for you. God wants to give you hope. God wants you to have a life that's upward expressed, or I call it upward mobility. God wants you to have a good life. Somebody said God and good are interchangeable. And so don't look at somebody else's path or how what's happening in their lives. Your path is very different. So be open. I call it God has given you a special customized path. You know, I do customized coaching because I just don't believe that you can do the same thing for everybody. When people come to me, I give them an assessment, and then I personalize different strategies, different techniques exactly for them. And that's what God has done. God understands your makeup, your personality, etc. And so to realize that, hey, I'm feeling kind of weird right now. It's the end of the year, and possibly I thought that I might would have accomplished more, but God has a plan for my life, and rest in that. All right, we're moving on. We're talking about secrets that you need to know, you need to be or do. Secret number four is the past and the future do not exist. And in fact, right now, all you have in this three-dimensional world is now. And your only time of power is really in the now. And it's so interesting to me that people are always trying to get out of the now. I heard somebody say the other day, man, I'll be so glad when 2013 comes, because 2012 conscious was really difficult. And I said to them, why not begin in this moment in 2012, one moment at a time, creating in the now? Your power is in the now. There's nothing in your past. There's nothing in your future. You're creating your future now. And so let's be grateful now. Let's be present now. Let's be excited now. Let's be hopeful now. And then in the next moment, what? Be hopeful, be grateful. And that's how you begin to build and live your life. You're living in the now. And as you do that moment by moment, you will be able to make your dreams come true. And it's so hard to live in the now because you're always thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do about that? Or what am I going to do for Christmas? Or what am I going to do for the new year, etc. But I want you to begin practicing. Maybe just start off with 5 minutes, really living in the now. When your mind goes to the future, just gently bring it back to the now. Be present in the now and watch the miracles come in your life. All right, the next secret is whatever you attach to I am, you will become that, or that will manifest in your life. And the reason for that is you are made in the image and likeness of God. God is a spiritual speaking being. He is the spiritual speaking being, and so are you. And so I am attaches whatever you say at the end of that to your life. So you're in that faith realm. You're calling those things that be not as though they are. You're in that fourth dimension realm, and you're going up in that realm, and you're bringing into this third dimensional world what you desire. And so when you say, I am abundant, I am prosperous, I am increasing more and more, I am vibrant and healthy, I am successful, I am a successful entrepreneur. When you attach that to I am, and you with conviction, belief, and faith believe that, that will begin to manifest in your life. But conversely, if you say, oh my goodness, I'm 60 years old and I'm getting old. Oh, I'm broke. I tell you what, if it's not one thing, it's another. I'm sick. You just prophesied your own life. So be very careful. Another secret is be very careful what you attach I am to. All right, secret number six. I'm going to get through these 35. Pray with me, everybody. You are a dominator, and you were created to dominate. You were not created to for your circumstances to dominate you. And that's why personally I just don't like to hear people whine and complain, because it really takes away from the powerful, awesome spirit that God created you to do, to be. You have dominion over every area of your life, including fear. You have dominion over your health, over your weight. If you're trying to lose weight, don't say anymore, "I cannot lose weight. It's hard for me to lose weight. My metabolism." Watch your words, because you have dominion over what you put in your mouth. Food does not have power over you. And so begin thinking and confessing that you're a dominator. You know, you're made in the image of God. God is on the inside of you. The most powerful force in the world is on the inside of you. The laws of the universe are on your side. You have invisible forces, angels and other beings to assist you. And so begin dominating. Make a decision right now. I am going to step on top of these circumstances, and I am going to live my life, and I'm going to dominate every circumstance. And that's a mentality that you have to have. You have to say, no more. This is the last day I'm going to be sad. You know, you have to make a decision like I did many decades ago. This is the last day I'm going to be broke. I'm going to take charge of my finances. All right, secret number 7, are you learning anything? It is done unto you according to your faith. Now, isn't that awesome that God left it up to you what will be done unto you? It's not anybody else. You decide. You determine how big your life is going to be. You determine by your decision. You determine by what you believe. You determine by your faith what's going to come into your life. And I always say, why not believe for the biggest? If anybody has to have the best relationship in the world, why can't it be you? If anybody has to have a lot of money, why can't it be you? Just recently in the U.S., I think we had a half a billion dollar Powerball lottery, and everybody was going crazy over it. And they were saying, if I win, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it's so interesting. Somebody asked me what I thought about it. I said, I think that if people would believe within them own selves and let it be done unto them according to what they believe, that they could attract large sums of money in their lives over time. And so begin to change how big you want your life to be, because remember, it is done unto you according to your faith. All right, the 8th secret is your beliefs and your deeply seated convictions inevitably outpicture and reflect themselves in your experiences and in your environment, in your body, in your finances, and in every area of your life. And as I always say, what's showing up in your life? And so the way that you can recognize something is not right is that you keep having the same pattern. The same thing keeps happening. Every year you say, I'm not going to do that, and you end up doing just that. And so really take a look at your core beliefs and your convictions. I was talking to someone the other day, one of my clients, and her belief was you had to work 3 jobs in order to get money to come in. And so we changed that belief, and she realized that she was exhausted. And her new belief is that God is my source, and my jobs are just channels where money comes to me. So how in the world could she live a quality life working 3 jobs? She has a teenage son. She has her own business, and she was working 2 other jobs. So take a look at the patterns in your life and draw the line today and say, this is it. Okay, number 9. I think this is a song. You got the power. Guess what? You've got the power. It's on the inside of you. You just have to awaken to it and use it. We have been taught to look to other gurus and other mystics and other teachers, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think Ernest Holmes said something very profound. He said, but eventually you will have to own that revelation. You will have to say, that's mine. I take it and I'm going to live it. So the power is on the inside of you. What you need is not some greater power, but you need a greater consciousness, a deeper realization of who is on the inside of you. The indwelling God is on the inside of you. Think about that. That's awesome. The most dynamic, powerful, indwelling spirit is on the inside of you. So take time daily to really realize that you've got the power. Develop that greater consciousness. All right, we're doing really good. We're talking about secrets that you need to know, do, or be at the end of this year. And we are checking off those secrets that we really feel accomplished in and in those areas where we might say, oh my goodness, Constance, I really need to work on that one, because whatever you will not acknowledge will not change. And it's so powerful how when you change what you believe, you change your whole world. Number 10 is your thinking. Did you know that you are immersed in the atmosphere of your own thinking? Isn't that amazing? So if I were to come to your house and walk in your house, and if I could see the invisible, I could see all the words that you've been thinking around you. And all of those words create a vibration or an aura. And so when people see you, they feel you. I think you've heard me tell the story. I was in the store one day and I saw this lady, and I hid from her because I knew that if she saw me and I asked her, how are you doing? She was going to tell me, girl, I'll tell you, if it's not one thing, it's another. Guess what? Her thinking, remember I said thoughts are words that just have not been spoken, but her thinking created this aura or this vibration or this, you know, or somebody said, man, she got a bad vibe. And so you create an atmosphere, you live in that all of the time. And interestingly enough, 80% of what we think are repetitive thoughts. And so in order to change your life, you have to change your thinking. I'll give you an example of me this week. This week on television, I think it was Good Morning America, I saw a beautiful pink diamond. Now, I've never had a pink diamond. I love diamonds. I have them. You know, diamonds are a girl's best friend. I love them. I think it's so awesome that God made them for us. And I said, I'm just going to begin to think about pink diamond. I began to research it. I began to talk about it. I began to look at it. What am I doing? I'm changing that 80% in my life to something different. Now, I did that deliberately and consciously because I wanted to get a different vibration. So you see how you do that? And so you may just begin to think about, I'm going to take 2 vacations next year. You're shifting and you're changing something different from that 80%, that 80% of repetitive thoughts that you normally think. Maybe in the past you might have thought, I can't take a vacation. I don't have enough money. Who's going to keep the kids? But you're shifting and you're changing. So the assignment here is to on purpose and deliberately begin to change what you think. And you've heard me say many times, when you change what you think, you literally change your world. And you know, I believe that somewhere down the road for me is a pink diamond. I just believe it. Number 11. Talking about secrets that you need to know, be, or do. You are a spiritual broadcasting station. And that means that messages are going out from your being, from you, in all directions at all times. Guess what? Even when you're snoring and sleeping, guess what? You are still emanating those messages, those vibes. So your thoughts, all of your thoughts, all of your feelings, all of your emotions, your faith and your fears, you know, really just go out all of the time. And if you send out thoughts of success, then that's what's going to come back to you. If you send out thoughts of love, then that's what will come back to you. So basically, what you send out, you receive. The choice is yours. And once again, isn't it so wonderful that God, the great God of the universe, the divine, our loving Father, has given us the ability to choose. You can choose moment by moment to think about abundance. You can choose to think, to align yourself and to bring yourself in that abundant, prosperous mentality. It's up to you. And I think when you realize how much power you've been given, you'll realize I can't blame my husband. I can't blame my wife. I can't blame my education. I can't blame my mom or dad. It's me. No matter what has happened to you, at this very moment, you can choose to say it's going to be different from now on. Man, look at the power that you have. Okay, number 12, secrets. Have high expectations. What are you expecting today? Do you get up every day just expecting to do the same routine? Okay, let me get up, get the children ready, go to work, sit in traffic. Is that what you're expecting? Because life is largely a matter of what you expect, and you usually get what you anticipate, and I call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Isn't that something? And I always say the expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. And so if you don't expect anything, then nothing will happen. I know this weekend I had a very busy weekend coaching, and I said, I made a decision. I'm going to have an exciting weekend. I am going to be coaching internationally a lot this weekend, but I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to do something interesting. And I just deliberately and on purpose changed my expectation, because initially I was thinking, man, I really have a very packed coaching schedule this weekend, which I'm very grateful for, by the way. I remember when I didn't have any clients decades ago, and I had a calendar, and I would put in other people's names, Mary Jane, Jack, Sue, Barbara, Doris, you know, anybody's name, Tracy, Constance, Lola, Michael, I got to put a man's name in there, and of course, I was believing for that, so I'm very grateful for it, but I realized that even in sometimes in your work, in just the routineness of a busy day, change your expectation. And as I say, expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. There is a great verse in the Bible that says, I wait on God and my expectation is from you only. And so expectation is really big, because I think expectation is really another word for faith. What are you expecting today in the mundane routineness of your day? Can you begin to expect something different? Can you begin to expect something high? Can you begin to expect something lofty? Change your expectations, because truly, ladies and gentlemen, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you, by your own expectations, have been holding yourself back. I want you to let that soak in. You, by your own expectations, have been holding yourself back. Make a decision today. Today is the last day that I would have low expectations. It's kind of like children in school. If a teacher is teaching them and she has really low expectations of them, I think studies have shown that many of the children just become very mediocre and very average. But if a teacher goes in and she's excited and she says, you know something, I'm expecting great things from you students, it's amazing how their performance will increase. And so take a look at that area of your life and change your expectation. Okay, 13, be faithful over what you are currently doing. A lot of people say, well, I want to make a lot of money. I want to be a music mogul. I want to start my own business. I don't want to work for anybody. I want to be in charge of my own life. And I tell people, honey, when you start your own business, people are constantly telling you what to do. Your customers are telling you what to do. They're telling you what they want and how they want it. But if you're currently working for somebody, you know, the Bible says that when you are faithful over a few things, then God will make you ruler over many. And it also says that when you are faithful over another man's business, then what? Then you will increase. And so let's just say you're working for a company. Be faithful there. Because when you're faithful, you're really writing yourself a check. You're really sowing those own seeds into your own life. I told people for years, I did consulting work with other companies, and guess what? I treated their business just like it was my own. If I was walking and I saw some paper, I picked it up. I swept the floors. Why did I do that? Because I realized that if I was faithful over another man's, then God would give me what I wanted, what I desired. So be faithful where you are and quit complaining, because whatever you resist, persists. Because when you're saying, I don't want to be here, I hate this job, when you say that, you're really resisting, and you will persistently stay in that state. So be faithful over what you're currently doing. Do it in a spirit of excellence. I remember when I first started training, and I think I might have had maybe 5 people, but I trained those 5 people. I tell you what, I prepared a curriculum, a module for those 5 people like it was 5,000, because I was faithful over those 5 that I had, and I knew God would give me 50, and then when I got 50, I was faithful over those 50, training them, giving them the very best, always giving more than what I was paid for, and then that 50 turned into 500, and on and on and on, 5,000, etc. Why? Because I was faithful over what I was currently doing. All right, number 14, we're talking about secrets that we need to do, be, or know, that you have the ability to moment by moment create. Because guess what? You cannot live in a thoughtless life. Every moment, every second, there is a choice. And so, as I said early, each moment you have a right to choose what you wish to experience. And I tell even my people who are really sad, let's just say your husband left you, or let's just say the love that you thought you had, it has diminished or doesn't exist. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, do you know you can still choose moment by being in the now, going back to that, I'm going to be happy. Next moment, God has a plan. Next moment, good is going to come to me. You see that? So 14 is moment by moment creation. 15, we talked about this a little bit, but I want to give it to you in a little different slant. Knowing, this is something you need to know, that thoughts are things. Every thought has a vibration assigned to it. And so when you begin to say, I'm healthy, that has a vibration to it. Or I'm sick, or my arthritis, or nothing ever happens for me, or I've been trying to do this law of attraction stuff and it isn't working. All of your thoughts have a vibration assigned to it. And guess what? It attracts other vibrations that are on the same level. So when you start saying I'm sick, guess what else comes? You might get a cold, or you might start feeling tired, you know, and everything around that vibration, everybody in that same family of vibration will begin to come to you. So know that your thoughts are things. That's astonishing, isn't it? And so you need to monitor your thoughts. Number 16, unconditional knowing that you will achieve success. I'm not going to elaborate on that, but you need to know that if you will begin to, number one, know that God loves you, that He has a plan and a purpose for your life, that somewhere down deep on the inside of you, man, success is mine. You're wired for it. I put on Facebook the other day, you are wired for success and love. It's in your DNA. God put that in you. That's why you're restless. That's why you want to do more. You want to have change, etc. So an unconditional knowing that you will achieve success. Number 17, you need to really know what is your vision of the world. How do you see the world? Do you see the world as an abundant, providing, friendly place? Or do you see the world as really difficult, you got to work hard? I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, Constance, you know, everybody's struggling these days. And I said to him, no, there aren't. There are a lot of rich people who the recession did not even touch them. There are a lot of people who have so much wealth and abundance, they live in a completely different world. So your world vision is really important. And, you know, we're inundated with world visions from all over the world. If you look at any of the cable news, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, we get all kind of visions. But you have to determine that I believe that no matter what I see, that this is an abundant, providing, friendly world. And when you begin to think those things, just as I said earlier, you will begin to experience from those frequencies. And so your vision of the world is very, very important. All right, we're doing really good. We're going to look at our world from really a successful and an abundant place rather than one that is conspiring against me. I don't know who it was, but somebody said that the universe or God is conspiring to get your good to you. Isn't that awesome? And I said, God is behind the scenes. God works the midnight shift, and he's doing things. He's rearranging things, touching people's lives, setting up circumstances for you to what live the great life. Number 18, one great secret that I think a lot of people don't know, or they read it but they don't have a revelation of it, is that you are one with God. You are one with all there is. You, as I said earlier, you're one with power. You're one with health. You're one with wisdom. And so there must be a knowing or a realization of your oneness with God and the greatness that's on the inside of you. And so are you trying to do things on your own? So if you're one with God, God has our wisdom, and if you're starting a bakery, why not become aware of that? Why not become cognizant of that fact? Why not get a deeper revelation of that fact and realize I can go to God and be quiet and be silent and get and have a brainstorming session with Spirit about my business? Isn't that awesome? And so it's just a realization that at all times you're just not out here on your own, but all that you need is on the inside of you. This morning, I was at a place where I was getting some a Spanish drink, and while I was waiting for them to finish preparing my drink, I just started thinking, I'm one with the greatest power in the world. I'm one with God. I'm one with all the power. So your oneness with God really helps you to know that you're not alone, you're not isolated, but you have what? The help that you need. All right, we're going along. Number 19, be an expert in your field. What do I mean by that? You need to know more about your field than anyone else, and you need to do it with such passion and service that people are just drawn to you. So my question is, what do you know or do better than anybody else? Is it hair? Is it sales? You know, are you a great teacher? Are you a great trainer? Do you love children? What is it? Because do you know that people will pay any amount of money for a great service? People will say, will pay any amount of money for an expert. If you've ever looked at any of the news shows, they may say, okay, we have an expert on tonight who's going to talk to us about how we can do 1, 2, 3, 4. So what area are you an expert in, or what is your expertise? I know personally, I remember I used to drive, you know, I live in Atlanta, and Atlanta is known for hair and fashion and all of that. It's just a mega city. But I would drive an hour and a half out of the city of Atlanta to a little country town about probably maybe 100 miles one way and 100 back. Why? Because nobody that I knew of could do my hair like this woman. So that's an example of being an expert in your field. People will come to you. And even in my own life personally, people fly in to see me. Why do they do that? Why would somebody come all the way from California to see me? They're flying over so many states. I mean, they possibly could find somebody in their state. Why? Because they know that when it comes to coaching and getting folks money and getting people's limiting beliefs changed, I believe I'm an expert in that field. I know I am. So be an expert in your field. Number 20, I think we're going to make it, practicing the power of prayer. You know, and it's so, we talk about prayer, but how many of you pray? So this is something you need to do. And prayer is just really communication with God. Somebody asked me the other day, do you need to be on your knees? No. You need to be on your face? No. You might. There may be times when you're on your knees. Sometimes when I'm praying, I may lie prostrate on the floor, or I may not. It just all depends how I feel led by the Spirit. But prayer is just communication with a loving God. And, you know, the Bible says that when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. It also says that the ears of God are open to your cry. All of you ladies out there who have small children, if your child starts crying, would you recognize his or her voice? Of course you would. But I think the main reason that people don't pray is that it doesn't come from a base of a loving God. This is a spirit, a loving Father who loves me and who cares about me, every facet of my being. The Bible always says that this is the confidence that we have, that when you pray, God hears us, and if he hears us, we know that we have the petition that we prayed for. Isn't that amazing? And so I want you guys to start praying. Prayer has probably been one of the most powerful, I would say, rituals. I hate to call it a ritual, but forces in my life. When it says prayer changes and rearranges things, that is very, very powerful. I have personally received so many miracles by praying. And even in the Bible, Jesus says, couldn't you pray with me for an hour? And I know in a lot of the Christian churches, they talk a lot about, if you can pray for an hour, how the miraculous will come in your life. And that has certainly been my experience. So that particular secret number 20 is prayer. You need to start praying. And you start off with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you don't have to use a lot of, oh, Godfather. You know, you just said, good morning, Daddy. Just like you would talk to me. All right? So how many of you need to start doing that practice? Raise your hand. I see you out there. Okay, number 21, the power of affirmations, but I'm just going to say the power of abundance affirmation. And the reason that I said abundance, because that's the number one question that I get. So when you begin to affirm or say out loud, you know the power of words, I attract success and abundance in my life today, and I'm expecting it to manifest quickly. Or send prosperity now. That's the one that I say that's in the Bible. And when you say these abundance affirmations or health affirmations or weight affirmations, it puts you in the vibratory harmony with God. And so when you affirm that, it really begins to eliminate the distance between what you desire, and it begins to pull it into your life. It sort of inches it ways to you. I'm going to say it runs to you, because I believe that God is about accelerating things in our life quickly. So abundance and success, remember, is not out there waiting for you, but it's just waiting for you to show up. You already got it. It's waiting for you to realize it. It's waiting for you to realize that it's already on the inside of you and you are awakening to it. So affirming. The next one is number 22. You set your own limitations. Wow, I talked a little bit about that. Somebody said you can go to the ocean with a spoon or with a big dumpster truck, a big pickup truck. So according to your own consciousness will determine your limitations. Do not limit yourself. Do not limit God. Do not limit yourself as to what you can do, as to what you can have, as to who you can become. And I believe that limitation is really out of ignorance. And you determine how large your experience is going to be by what you say. I remember I was coaching this one guy, and he said, well, you know, I won't ever be able to go to the Bahamas. I said, why? He said, it's too expensive. And he just kept saying that, but he was limiting himself because in his mind he thought, Bahamas, that's international. How can I ever do that? And the first time he went, he realized it was a lot cheaper to go to the Bahamas than it might have been to take an expensive trip here in the U.S. So you set your own limitations. Listen to me. Take the limits off of God. Take the limits off of yourself and live an expanded life. All right, 25, faith is now. Another secret you need to know is the power of faith. Faith is a conviction. It is a belief. Faith goes into that invisible realm and brings back into this third dimensional realm what you desire. So in order to have faith, you must have a conviction that I already have it and that all is well. And you must not allow anything to weaken, to deplete, or to diminish that conviction. Really, you need to turn your eyes away from your outer circumstances, from your outer conditions, and focus in with your faith strong. This is mine now. I have love now. I have money now. I have my business now, because faith is in the now. And I say that if it's not in the now, it's not faith. So make sure that when this, before the end of the year, that you are really making sure that you're in faith. Hope says, I'm going to get it one day. I'm going to get a breakthrough. It is going to come to me. But faith says, I have it now. Aren't you tired of waiting? Aren't you tired of waiting on waiting for my breakthrough? And so you have to put yourself in that fourth dimensional realm. And in that fourth realm, the communication level is calling those things that be not as though they are. In that fourth realm, the communication style is I am. I am abundant. I am rich now. I am prosperous now. So we're in the third dimensional realm, but in order to go in that fourth realm and bring it out, we have to speak their language. So turn completely away from your conditions and look only at God. Look only at what you want. I say whatever you behold, you become. So if you're beholding God, if you're beholding good, if you're beholding abundance, that's what will happen for you. All right, 26, I'm going to make it. Have a vision for your life. People without a vision purpose, people without a vision don't have a purpose, and they perish. If you're saying, Constance, my life is boring, it's routine, you need to begin to see yourself where you feel that God has you. Get a vision for your life. Write it down. Make it plain. And I always say that when you have a desire and imagination together, that imagination will always win over desire. Because with an imagination, you have what? A picture of how you want your life to be. Forget a vision for your life. What do you want to do with your health? What do you want to do with your wealth? What do you want to do with your career, etc.? 27, the power of giving. We're talking about secrets. If you want to change your current circumstances, what you need to do? Start giving. You've heard me say, Einstein said that when you give, it's just like writing a check to yourself. The more happiness, the more love, the more help and understanding that you give to others, guess what? The more that will flow into your life. Giving activates spiritual laws and brings more to you. Number 28, allowing. That's a secret. You need to start allowing, be in the attitude of allowing. And because when you don't, it's resistance. And I told you earlier that resistance just means what? That particular state is going to persist. So allow means that you're getting in perfect alignment. Your attitude is in alignment. Your thoughts are in alignment. There's no doubt. And you're just open to receive. You're open to receive love. You're open. You're deserving. You're open to receive abundance. You're open to receive revelation and insight and happiness in your life. Number 29, when you don't deal with your stuff deals with you. What do I mean by that? Any unforgiveness, any unresolved childhood issues, anything in the past that you have not dealt with chokes, dilutes, holds back the great good that God has for you. So deal with your stuff. Number 30, the great secret is imagination. I say never limit yourself by your past experience, but get a clear picture of what you want your life to look like, because we think in pictures. Your imagination is awesome. Live from your imagination. Live from the imagined end that you desire. Spend time daily imagining the end result of your life. And I'm going to really highly recommend Kelly Howell. She was on my show. She has some great guided, I believe, meditations that really help you to increase your imagination. She don't even know I'm doing this. I haven't spoken to her in a year, but I just felt led to really share that. 31, emotions. Monitor your emotions. Don't let your emotions rule you. Your emotions can be powerful. You can have strong emotions such as passion and bliss and joy and happiness. We're not going to allow those old negative emotions, those life-draining, low-energy emotions of rage, anger, and hate, really what? Attach themselves to us. That's not our divine heritage. Number 32 is begin doing what you love and the money will follow. I talked a little bit about that. Never go after money. Go after passion and service, and then money will come to you. I recommend that you get the book, Do What You Love, and the money will follow. 34, devote the necessary time, 33 rather, devote the necessary time to meditate. Meditate on what you want. See yourself with what you want. Meditate, think on, be grateful for before you get it, only on what you want. 34, be a lifelong learner. I know most of you are like that. Only 1 in 4 persons read a book last year. So that means that 25% of all Americans don't even read a book. I think they said the average person reads about 9 books a year. I probably read about 40 or 50 because I'm reading a book every week. And number 35, learn to get the most out of your failures, the inherent potential of your mistakes and failures to make a quantum leap toward the realization of your dreams. I want you to milk those failures. Milk those mistakes and say, man, I'm going to get everything I can out of you. I'm going to learn from this. I will never be in this place again. I'm going to go to the next level. I'm going to step on top of these failures and mistakes, and I will never be the same again. So those are 35 secrets that you need to know, do, or be. So how many of you feel like, man, Constance, there are many of these that I really need to work on? Raise your hand. Well, you should really be saying hallelujah, thank you, God, because that is the Spirit of God showing you this is the missing piece of the puzzle. This is where you've been missing it, Betty. Or Fred, these are some things that you need to do differently. Or Mary, these are some ways that you need to live differently. These are some things that you need to do, be, or know. And I pray that they've blessed you. They have certainly blessed me. And listen to this podcast, this recording, again and again until it really gets in your spirit. Well, I'm going to invite you to go to my webpage, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have some great affirmation CDs that you can just download. They're only $1.99. You can listen to them in your car when you go to sleep at night to really help you to transform your thinking, to realign your thinking, and it's a very powerful tool that you can begin to maybe give to somebody as a Christmas present, or maybe you're going to give it to yourself. Of course, I would love to coach with you. I'm coaching people all over the world now. So grateful for that. People's lives are dramatically changing. What are you waiting for? You're worth the investment. You're worth the money. Let's talk about it. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, I'm really getting excited, getting ready for my cruise. I'm starting to pack just a little bit, just excited to meet many of you who might be listening in person on the cruise. So once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. I'm so grateful to have been able to serve you tonight. Tell three of your friends about my show and about the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I love you. God bless you. And guess what? Make it a winning day.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.